This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3, Paul reminds us, "It is God's will that we should be sanctified." This is a process continuing throughout our lives. Daily, we are tempted to compromise and conform to what is common and accepted by the world. Even if we have committed ourselves totally to be what God wants us to be and behave accordingly, there is always the possibility of failure. One area common for man to fail is sexually. God created all of us as sexual creatures. Sex is therefore holy. It is a part of God's plan for both reproduction and personal enrichment and enjoyment within marriage. Sexual stimulation is natural. It happens in marriage. But we also face it outside of marriage. In fact, it was so prevalent in the pagan society of the first century, the edict coming out of the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15:29 demands that sexual immorality be avoided. Paul here says the same thing. If you amplified what he meant, it would read, "Keep completely separate from." He goes on to describe sexual immorality in verse 5, passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. According to the Wycliffe Bible Commentary, this implies the willful desire to yield to base sexual drives. The challenge is to make the right choice. What is that choice? Within marriage alone, sex is a way to express love and affection, to intimately give yourself to the enrichment and enjoyment of the one loved, and to participate in the reproduction of life. Does your life conform to this standard? Do a reality check.